If you're running an IT team, you know the cloud is going to be a big part of your future, if it isn't already a big part of your present. Key question is, which vendor do you bet on? You may be looking at Amazon Web Services. Understandable. But if hybrid cloud is a core part of your strategy, and it is for most companies, be sure to take a close look at what AWS can and can't do for you. Don't get boxed in by a cloud service that's missing important parts of a hybrid solution. Hybrid done right is all about a platform that connects your data center to the cloud, with common tools and tech that bridge what you know and have today to where you're going. Microsoft provides a hybrid management solution for infrastructure and apps across private, partner, and public clouds. This means it's straightforward to move virtual machines to the Azure cloud and back again, or to another cloud, including the software licenses you already own. In contrast, Amazon isn't very interested in what you have on premises. Their goal is to get your VMs into proprietary format on AWS, making it tough to move them off the Amazon cloud. They also offer no management tools for on-site systems or other clouds. The way they look at it, there's only one cloud. It's the same story when it comes to extending your data center to the cloud. Microsoft has built a deep stack of hybrid services based on trusted technologies that deliver what you need at every layer. Compute, networking, storage, management, identity, and data. While AWS only provides the minimum to get your apps and virtual machines on their cloud. You've probably picked up on the pattern here. Microsoft's view? Lock-in doesn't have a place in a hybrid world. You've got a lot riding on your move to the cloud. No doubt you're going to do your research. Just be sure to consider who's offering a bridge from your data center to the cloud, as opposed to a bridge to nowhere.